joined in studio now by Luke from Body Insight. Morning, Luke.
Yeah, these mornings are starting to get easier.
are you doing a cold shower before you get here?
I was, but this morning I didn't want to wake my partner up. She's like, don't shower. I had to do my breathing exercises in the garage. She's like, don't wake me up with the breathing. I'm like, okay.
How loud are you breathing?
Yeah, it's a pretty active practice.
It's like a Darth Vader sort of.
Yeah.
Is this the Wim Hof breathing?
I think we're
getting to this in a couple of weeks, actually. This will be part of one of the challenge series. Hey, so I'm doing a 60-day body transformation through bodyinsight.nz. We've been catching up with Luke each week, talking about the challenge, seeing how I'm going, and today we're actually going to do a bit of a rescan as we've just sort of gone past the halfway point.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea to bring Stuart back in so we can see if you're telling the truth.
Have I actually been following protocols?
So the scan sort of is like really fancy scales that not only tell you your weight, but a whole bunch of other information about your body. So quite exciting. We'll get to that shortly. Luke, what do you do, say, a hypothetical situation where your good friend or someone that you work closely with, you know that they're on a diet, on a body transformation. What do you do if they sort of start to fall off the wagon a little bit and have a few meals here and there that aren't so healthy, just hypothetically, if that was to happen?
is that a leading question?
He's asking for a friend.
It depends how close you are. I mean, if you guys are close and you're friends, I think it's completely appropriate to say, hey, how's that challenge going?
Well, so here's the situation. On Friday, we have a segment, which is a bad segment to have while we're doing this challenge, called Friday Treats, where every Friday we take turns at bringing in an awesome treat. Last week, Josh brought in a coconut.
Yeah, well, because I was like, it has to be a healthy treat.
So that was fantastic, right? And he brought an electric drill. Unfortunately, the battery was flat, so we couldn't get inside the coconut. So that was just a taunting shame.
We got to it by the end of the show, though. We charged it, and we...
And then on this Friday, I brought in a new block of Cadbury chocolate they just released. I saw at the supermarket. And I was like, well, I'm not going to have any. Josh can just enjoy it. And then I was like, oh, I better sample it. Anyway, I ended up eating half the block, and Josh had the other half. But mostly, other than that, I've been totally on board with everything. Here's an interesting thing, though, right? So moving along just quickly.
Oh, I can't change it now.
It's in the past. I went for a big run to try and get rid of it. No, I've been pretty good on the food side of things. Other than that, just sort of blackout moment there. I'm having these major like fluctuations in my weight when I weigh myself each morning when I get up. And, man, it can just be so far different. Like, I can weigh up to 4 kilos in difference over, like, 2 days.
Yeah, it depends on what time of day you're weighing, what you're eating, because what you eat will affect how much water you absorb, how much water you retain.
All right, okay.
So it's water retention. It's the time of the day that you're weighing, whether or not you have to go to the bathroom. So there's a lot of different variables that actually go into this thing. So.
But this is even weighing myself at the same time every single day. Like, first thing, I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, so I haven't eaten since dinner the night before. It's pretty much the exact same. Mm. But I just have these crazy movements.
So you're obviously really sensitive. I have the same sort of sensitivity to the food and drink that I eat as well. So I could fluctuate a lot and then drop it really quickly. So it seems like you're on the same bandwagon in terms of how sensitive you are to those changes.
So I guess you've got to be taking an average, right?
Yeah.
Over like weighing yourself over.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to do. And it is good. And because sometimes you get on and you're like, oh my goodness, I've gone way back up. All this work I've done.
Well, this is why the weight isn't the thing that we're most importantly tracking with, especially with the scanner. We're focusing on body fat percentage, hydration, lean mass, because that's really going to tell us a more complete equation than just a number on the scale.
So, because it can be just kind of discouraging when it goes back up again and you're like, what am I even doing?
Yeah, you know, and
is this even working?
And it's not weight. It's not, you can't gain weight that fast either. So it's just about following the trend.
So you're talking about the importance of meals, Luke. And obviously that can be hard for people because a lot of people work really hard all hours of the day, you get home. How do you make that whole process a lot easier?
Well, the challenge this week is to, good lead-in, is to make all your meals at home. Meal prep at home is really important for building a healthy lifestyle because it's the only way you can really answer like the three questions that I think are most important when determining if food is healthy. What is it? Where did it come from? How was it prepared? So it's easy to identify healthy food. Like, what is it? Oh, that's a salad. But the other two questions, if you go out to McDonald's and buy a salad, that's not necessarily a healthy salad. So where did it come from? If you go and buy the food yourself, you're preparing it yourself, you can see if it was fresh, you can see, you can determine these things for yourself and how was it prepared. You're cooking it yourself, so you know the process that you're using to prepare the food. And when you're going out to restaurants, when you're going out and buying takeaways, you don't see that process.
Mm. So are you saying things like, oh, you don't know if the oil's fresh, you don't know how much oil they've just fried it in, like that sort of thing.
How much salt they're using to keep unfresh meat fresh.
Right.
So it's just this, it's the only way you have full control over it.
I guess you lose the connection as well of what your food, especially like if you're talking about processed foods, like you get some sort of block of something and you're like, what is this? I don't know. You know, like, what is a twisty? I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what that is. Is it corn? Wheat? Yeah. I don't even know. It's something. I mean, they taste nice, but who the heck knows what that's made of? I've got no idea how it's processed. I don't know anything about that food. So you've got no connection to where it came
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely. And not only that, connection to the food making process too. You're making the food, you're almost, it becomes like this relationship. It improves this. It makes it more mindful. It makes it more loving.
Okay, well, that's a good thing that I suppose people can do this week. If you want to sort of start getting a bit healthier for summer or something like that, why don't you just commit to a week of making your own food at home? Well, it seems like something that's quite simple, but I think actually a bit of a challenge for a lot of people. Yeah,
the two challenges are time and money. So for the time people, I would say cook 3 days worth of meals in one go. So take an hour or two to prepare the meals, and then put it into containers so you have food for the next 3 days. For the money people, I say, well, eating takeout and eating takeaways is often way more expensive than eating healthy if you prepare your own food.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can go out and spend 15, 20 bucks on a dinner of takeaways, but you could spend 20 bucks at the supermarket and make like 3 days worth of meals or something.
Exactly. Especially, even fast food can end up being more expensive than healthy meals prepared at home.
Totally.
All right, Luke. Well, thanks for that advice there and a bit of a challenge for you this week. Make all your meals at home. Coming up next, Bjorn's going to jump on the scales and we're going to see how he stacks up against you. You've got your measurements there from 5 weeks ago as well. So we're going to see what progress
this
has
is
been made.
Kind of, I'm nervous. Well, I'm excited to see, but I'm also like, oh gosh, what's happened? You guys been seeing my results? I haven't seen them yet, so I've got no idea if it's good or bad or...
You've got your old results in front of you though, right?
They're around somewhere.
I've got them in front of me, yeah.
Oh yeah, great.
Okay. Stuart's got them.
So we can compare. All right, Stuart. Yeah. Well, let's have a look at Bjorn's old results first of all. Why don't you read out his total weight for everyone?
Thanks, Josh.
The total body weight we can see has dropped by 4.1 kilos. Which is what you'd get from traditional scales. You'd get to see that your 4.1 kilos have dropped off you. That's fine.
That's good.
That's a big drop.
Then in about 5 weeks, that's almost a kilo a week. Yeah. That's good.
So the next bit we look at is your lean body mass. So this is where we start to see what's really happening in that 4 kilos. So the lean body mass, we can see you've dropped nearly 2 kilos of lean body mass, which is not ideal. So not all bad. You know, you're a challenge to lose weight, so you're losing weight, and that's part of it, but you will lose lean mass. So you can see that your protein and mineral content has started to drop as well, so arguably maybe not eating the best foods still. So we know you can probably look at your diet for the remaining of the challenge.
So that you did hear about the blowout,
the chocolate block I had for breakfast the other day wasn't
ideal. But you've dropped 2 kgs, a little over 2 kgs,
to get to the good point. We can point that you have dropped exactly 1.8 kilos of body fat in this last 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, that's good. That's exciting.
It's good. Yep.
Oh, fantastic.
Good. Your visceral fat is still, that's your organ fat, is still roughly the same. It's dropped slightly. So, you know, you're making progress there as well.
How do you change that? Like, if your visceral fat, the stuff around your organs, how do you break into that category?
That's usually about the healthy diet. So it's just not about weight loss in general. You have to do it the right way.
Right, just in the foods.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
And sustainable long game.
Yeah,
that's the one that will drop down the slowest, unfortunately.
Okay.
Still good to see it's going in the right direction, though. Well done, Bjorn.
Oh, big time, yeah. 4 kgs.
You're heading the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I feel a lot better, to be honest. And I've had, lots of comments from people. People are like, wow, you're looking trim. You've definitely, like, you know, people are noticing things. So I'm like, oh, that's a good marker, at least, you know, because sometimes the scale alone you know, can sort of just throw random numbers at you and you can get discouraged or whatever.
That's probably motivating to hear people say it too.
Yeah, well, you're like, oh, yeah, well, something must be working.
Are you going to do it at the end? Are you doing a before and after photo? Did you take a before photo?
I do have a before photo.
Oh, awesome.
Do I want to show that to people? I don't know.
Well, you may just delete it at the end if it just looks the same. I jumped on the scale as well, and part of the reason I did this was, well, I've been trying to gain weight, but then I got sick last week. I wasn't here when you came in, Luke, and the reason for that was I got really sick and lost 6 kilos in like 2 days.
Yeah, and so, I was curious about your scan because I wanted to see what the sickness would do to it, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to gain weight and gain muscle and exercise, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to exercise, trying to still, well, eat as much as I can. And yeah. But then, obviously, it was thrown, and I haven't been exercising since then because I've still, you know, felt kind of a bit average since I got sick as well. I also got really dehydrated was the other thing.
Yep, and it kind of shows in the scan. So you went in the opposite direction. You're trying to put on a little lean muscle and gain some weight, and you lost 1.5 kgs of weight.
Well, I tell you what, I lost a lot more than that. So,
so you put on about 4 in the last week.
Yeah.
And about 1 kilo of fat.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So that's
so Josh has
good.
Lost almost as much as me, and he's not even trying.
Oh, what is with this? Tonsillitis will do great things for your health.
That's going to be next week's challenge.
Yeah.
Rightio. Okay, well, there's a whole lot of numbers here that we can start looking over in a bit more detail behind the scenes, but that's good to know that I'm somewhat on the right track. So I guess from here, it's more so improving the quality of my food rather than quantities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Well, we look forward to the challenge this week of cooking at home every single day for a whole week. Feel free to do it as well. Like you say, Luke, that's the important things. That's the important thing to do if you want to lose that visceral fat, which is very important. So we're looking forward to that. And thanks for coming in, guys. Really do appreciate it. We will see you next Monday.